For CertSecurity.com, I'm Rob Westervelt. You're listening to Security Wire Weekly for August 6, 2008, reporting from the Black Hat Briefings in Las Vegas. This edition, we'll let you hear highlights from Dan Kaminsky's Black Hat briefing. Kaminsky outlined dozens of ways the DNS cache poisoning flaw could be exploited to cause widespread damage. Network security researcher Dan Kaminsky spoke to nearly 1,000 security professionals Wednesday. Those security pros jammed into a conference hall to hear the details about Kaminsky's DNS cache poisoning flaw. Kaminsky's presentation marked the first time he released the full details of the vulnerability. It was publicly disclosed July 8th in a massive coordinated patch release by multiple DNS vendors. Here's what he had to say.
All this stuff you're about to see isn't just me. We had a bit of a summit at Microsoft on March 31st. Big C was there, Dave Dagan from Georgia Tech was there, Florian Weimer was there, Wouter Windgaards was there. What you're about to see is not just my work, it is the combination of a lot of very smart people really realizing this is a problem that we have to deal with. So, we did kind of good here. A lot of people wondered, would it matter to get a delay? The numbers are out. 120 million broadband consumers today are protected by the patches that we did through this patching effort. Now that's one company. That's not even the biggest company. That's not even the most popular name server. This is just nominal. They're not the only server that saw a lot of updates. Microsoft got all their updates out too. You would not believe how much Microsoft DNS server is behind firewalls. You scan the net, you don't see much of it. You look behind the firewalls. That's AD, guys. And Bind had huge uptake as well.
Kaminsky said the vulnerability enables attackers to move beyond standard server or browser attacks and into attacks on applications that pull data from the web. Email, VoIP, and analytical applications are vulnerable to the poisoning attack. Authentication servers, back-end databases, and even service-oriented architectures are at risk, according to Kaminsky, since they're all directed by DNS, even though they may be behind a firewall.
Even just polluting a non-existent subdomain is unsafe because of all the security properties of the web browser. Where, anyone remember me rickrolling the internet? Yeah, that's how I did it. So there's a ton of ways to that you have things you have to deal with. Now we had a choice back at our summit in March. We could either do point fixes. Oh, we'll do this one. Oh, we'll fix that one. Oh, we'll fix that one. Or we could drop the sledgehammer and finally raise the odds from 1 out of 65,000 to 1 out of hundreds of millions. You want a design fix? You want something that actually deals with bugs that you don't know about? There's a reason so many people had so many things to speculate about. It's because there's a ton of different paths that lead to doom. We chose the design fix that would actually make all the attacks harder, not just the attacks that we knew about. Now it's not perfect. DJB DNS itself is vulnerable to various bugs. For example, DJB DNS does not actually implement birthday attack protection. I can't call it O'Day. It was intentional. He thought port randomization was enough. Is it? Is it not? This is a discussion that we need to have as a community that is actually outside the scope of what 16 guys in a room can deal with. We needed to have this discussion happen, though, not in the context of anything that's ever missed, you're back to 10-second attack.
The good news is that 70% of Fortune 500 email servers have been patched as of this date, as well as 61% of other servers. Still, more work needs to be done, according to Kaminsky. The vulnerability exposed the degree to which security best practices have been ignored for years, he said. And he also said that even if a patch is fully deployed, there are other ways unencrypted IP traffic could be sniffed by an attacker. In this final cut, Dan sums up his briefing.
We are entering a third age of security where all of those clients that we assumed were okay are not actually. Not only can they not parse normal traffic correctly, they can't even auto-update correctly. DNS bugs created a skeleton key across the almost all major websites, despite independent implementations, thanks to the common design element of forgot my password. Internal networks are not necessarily safe, both from the effects of Java and just the fact that neighboring nodes use DNS to decide if they're even neighboring. Lessons learned, we have to get better at fixing infrastructure. We got lucky with this bug, but the next one's not going to be so smooth. You don't get to tell the river. You need more time for it to flood. We have to have disaster recovery planning that includes what if there's a discovery of this type and we've got no time to patch. The it's going to take 90 days thing isn't going to fly. We need to start choosing what products we buy partially based on how serviceable they are, because how serviceable they are defines how survivable a bug is. We took extraordinary measures because we knew that we had found a flaw in a lot of systems that were just not easily fixable. We knew that this bug was in a place that would take people time. This one time, through the efforts of a large number of people and a large number of companies, we all got together. But I don't think we can depend on that always happening. That being said, cooperation across competitors and research has been shown conclusively to actually yield a more secure network. 120 million, these are awesome numbers. And a lot of people do not realize the degree to which security best practices have been ignored and degraded over the years. DNS should not have been capable of this much damage. It was. Why? Why was such a stupid, simple bug capable of breaking this many things? Bottom line, we're doing a lot of things insecurely. Even with DNS fixed, there are lots of other scenarios in which unencrypted IP traffic is in the range of an attacker. We have got to do something about how much the attacker can do. The next bug is not going to be even close to as easy to deal with as this one. And this one was not easy. So, that's what I've been playing.
Well, that does it for this edition of Security Wire Weekly. You can check out our Black Hat 2008 conference news coverage at certsecurity.com/blackhat. For now, I'm Rob Westervelt. Have a great day.